still know, is that true? I book a Tony. We learn to Gemara in Zvachon that says, "Imacherim imevelu de tigul isuatzmu lekol shechem." So Mashmini, it's called tigul right away. So Mashmini says, "No, hanami ifuru de meisla de tigul." So we're talking about an Israel that brings you to the de tigul, but not that the Yisra tigul is chal right away. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on this last Gemara. We'll start again Avdalit on the next tape. Aleph, we just chazer over this last sugi again. The last Gemara handling is that the last Gemara wasn't given a base. The Miller said that Omer of Gidl Omer Rav that Zerikas Pigul is Eine Moitse Mide Mila Bekotchim Kadoshim, the Eine Mabelid De Mila Bekotchim Kalam. Gidl Omer Rav said a Chiddush if you do a Zerika and a Korban with the Machsheves Pigul. So since it's not a good Zerika, therefore it's not Moitse Mide Mila Bekotchim Kadoshim. Usually by a korban, like kodesh kadosh, not by a chatas or by an osher, the loch is, if you have hanor from it, you're over in istamila. But once you make the zrika on it, you finish the dalar avoidis, then it's chale heta, the kahanim allowed to eat from the basar, and once the kahanim can eat from the basar, the istamila goes off it. So here, if the zrika was done by machsheves pigol, make the pigol, so this zrika does not take off the istamila from the kodesh kadosh, since the kahanim cannot eat from it, so it still remains with its istamila on the basar. And secondly, via the mevulu de mila bekotchim kalim. Bekotchim kalim, we say stam like a shlomim mitzaymit lachila. So therefore, there's no issa mila on the carbon. After you make the dollar of avodas to zrika, then that's kaveya that the basar is huta lachila, and the emurim is aimed to the mizbeach. So now you have to make the zrika now on the emurim, the fats that's supposed to be burnt. On that, it's chal mila usually. But over here, since the Zerika was done by Pigol, therefore there's no like mitzvah now to burn the Emurim, it's called as the Pigol on the Korbim. Therefore, Gidl Omer Rav is Mechadish, that the Zerika that's done in the Kodshim column that makes Pigol does not put the Yisamila upon the Emurim. So this is the Gemara's question. Yosef Abaye Abaye said the Komolo Lohoshmaiti, said over this halacha of Rav Gidl Omer Rav. On this first we have Eitzra Papi Yasakasha Labaye, Rav Papi Yasakasha Tabaye. It said halacha Gemara Menachis, that Asherchides had toida lifnim, if you shech the korban toida, and the korban, the toida is inside the base of Midish, the right way, but for lach machus lachoyim, the lechem, let's say, was outside the Azorah. So lachor is usually that b'shash you shech the korban toida, that's when you put kedusha onto the 40 lechems, but the lechems have to be inside the Azorah. Here that the lechem was outside the Azorah, the din is like kedushas lechem. The lechem here does not receive its kedusha. What's going to be shechta? You shechta again the korban toida. Actually, korma poneha betano. Before the lechems were finished baked, they were not brown like on top, so they're not called lechem yet. And the chiddush is that filu korma kudim, even if all 39 of them was already finished baking at the time when you made the shechita on the korban toida, they all were finished baking that it was brown on top. Chutz miyachas, and then only the 40th challah was not finished yet. So bekitzah b'shash shechiti did not have 40 lechems there. It's like kiddush lechem. The lechem did not become kaddish. What's going to be short? Why? Because that's the loch. You have to have all 40 lechems ready in the Azorah b'shash to make the shechita on the korban toida. What's going to be though? Shochta chutzlas mana. You have your korban toida and you have all 40 lechems there next to you in the Beis Hamikdash, and you shecht now with a machshavas pigul. You shecht with a machshava to eat from it chutzlas mana. Either achilas adam, you plan to eat from the basar the wrong time, 3 days from now, or you plan to burn the emurim the wrong time. Or else you had the machshava chutzlam kaimai, sekitzi had a shechita psula. The din is kiddush alechem, that still the lechem becomes kaddish. So the havamina is now that kiddush alechem means that lechem has kedusha on it, that there'll be an isamila. If you have, if you be nena from the lechem, there'll be an isamila. So Alma, what do we see here? Not like Rav Gidl Omer Rav. That tigul maisel l'day mila. That if you do an avoid, even though you're making tigul b'shas this avoid like here, b'shas the shchit, you have a machshava, heat from it the wrong time, which makes the psul tigul in the basar, still such a shchita could make an isamila upon the lechem. So as I'm like Rav Gidl before said, Let's say that by kochim kalim, if you do a zrika or figol, that does not make the murim come into mila. And there we see pashta that to make a shchita on the korban teidah, it puts mila onto the lechem. So Mor says ishtik. So Abaye kept quiet. So Mor says later, ki yos lekam the rabba when he came in front of rabba. When Abaye went to rabba, omelek rabba said the chuyu should answer like this. That is zrika. Because when did Rav Gid Lomarav say the loch is only by zrika? Zrika, that's the last one of the dalar avoidis. And at that time, it's really chal pigul in the korban. So since zrika is what makes the issa pigul be chal in the korban, that avoida zrika cannot make mila. Not by kodesh kadoshim, it cannot take off mila off the basar, and it cannot put mila by kodeshim kalim. But Rav Gid's din was only by the zrika. But over here, this halacha of toid is talking about the shechita. So since b'shah shechita, when you shech the korban toida, even though you had a machshav as pigul, but b'shah shechita, it's not chal the yisr pigul in the basar yet. It's not chal the yisr pigul in the lechem yet. So therefore, it's not a kashrin of gidol. Therefore, it says that b'shah shechita, even though the shechita was done with a machshav as pigul, it could put an yisr mila upon the lechem. It could be mikarash the lechem. So would that be a kashrin of gidol amarav? Now the Gemara says, "Omalei Rav Ashi l'Rava." Rav Ashi said back to Rava, "I have Rama Ula. I still ask the question on Rav Gid Lomarav, because Ula says like this. Rama Ula says the Gemara in Zvachim that koyim made pigul. The Havmina is right now that b'shas you made the kmitza of a mincha. I mean, you had a mincha ready that was blue of Hashem, and you had the flour and oil. And now the koyim does the first avoda, which is kmitza. Takes a handful of the mincha." And now, he had a machshavas pigul, b'shas he made the kmitza. And the meaning is that right now it's chal, and it's the pigul on this kmitza. So it says, koyim it's pigul. It means your koyim took his handful, his three fingers full out of the mincha, and he had a machshavah now, tirit, chutzlas manoi, to burn it chutzlas manoi. Now it's chal, the meaning is, mamash chal, and it's the pigul on this kmitza. And all this chiddush is, that shehenu l'gavi mizbech, if later you put it on top of the mizbeach, the din is poka pigulim imenu. That once the oil starts to burn it, the fire starts to burn it, the yisr pigul goes off it. And the Gemara there says, nafkamina is, that even if later it falls off the mizbeach, lechatchila you'd be allowed to put it back on again. Because the yisr pigul came off the kmitza. Now, but the core point is mashma clearly that just b'shas kmitza alone, it's like a chal pigul on the mincha. Now, the Gemara says, kmitza ainu shchita. Kmitza you have to know is just like a regular shchita by korban. There are four avodas by korban that shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. And by mincha there's also four avodas. There's the kmitza, there's the nisinus bekli afterwards like the kabbalah. Then there's halacha to the mizbech, and then there's akhtorah burning it like a zrika by korban. So here it says b'shas the first avod of kmitza is like a chal pigul on the mincha. So kmitza and shchita. So it should come out that b'shas shchita the korban, if you have a machshavas pigul, it should also be chal pigul in the korban right away. So it's still a kashan of gidlam arav. How come he says his rikis pigul does not bring the day milom? And here we see if you shechir a toida with the machshavas pigul, it brings milo on the lechem. So you see, an avoidus of pigul does bring milo. Sakad of gidlam arav said that zrika does not bring milo. So when it says no, Amalei answers back and says, Isura de Maisla de Pigle, Enachnami, it's taka not chal pigle b'shas kamitza, it's not chal pigle b'shas chita, it's taka la maisla, it's only chal lady b'shas tazrika. Just b'shas you do this avoid of chita, b'shas do the avoid of kamitza, it's called you did an issa now that later will bring pigle. Later b'shas tazrika by kamitza or by menachas, b'shas you make that Torah, that's when the maisla would be chal pigle in the mincha. Here that it says b'shas kmitza just means this kmitza that was done with a machshavas pigul that will bring the yisr later on to be chal later. So that din, if it goes on top of the mizbeach, it'll be poka. Even if later you make that Torah right now, so later when it should be chal, it'll be poka.
Like Rashi says over here that miyochol etikshalay demay dekama koymitz pigul lo yama de kmitza lechudei have a pigul. That when you make the kmitza on the mincha, the machshavas pigul, that right then it's chal pigul. No, elo my kmitz pigul isur means the maisel de pigul means shehischul lefagel the kmitza. Dino tchilas pigul, avol have a pigul gomer adam lefagel nami baktaram. But it could be when is the maisel the yisur pigul chal? Only later b'shas you make daktar on it. So therefore, so far we still have a kash a teres to Rav Gidol. that when the Zub Gidl said that the Zrikas of Pigul cannot maybe the Milo, that's only Bishas the Zrika, because then it's like a Chaldi is the Pigul on the Korvin. Mashenke Bishas Shchita, Bishas Kemitza, it's not really Chaldi, it's a Pigul yet, so therefore that could make Milo on the Lechem or on the Karbonis.
Now the Gemara says, no, top of the Avdala Raman Aleph, Vokitoni. But on this halacha of Ulu, there in the Gemara in Zvachim, it ends off, Vokitoni like a law, on this it learns, Vokitoni, Imacheri Mevilu de Pigul, Huatzmala Kolshchein. That's not sure if this Kemitza has the Kayach to make Pigul on the Shirayim, that's the halacha of a regular Mincha. If Vishash should do the Kemitza and the avoidance of the Kemitza, you have a Machshev as Pigul. Later, when it is Chal Pigul, it's not only Chal on the Kemitza, the Issa Pigul, but it's Chal on the Shirayim, on the leftover flour and oil that usually the mitzvahs for the Kohanim teeth from it, it's Chal on the Issa Pigul. So it says, Im Acheri Mevel De Pigul, if this Kemitza could bring the Shirayim De Pigul, is Huatz Mule Kol Shchein, for sure it's Chal on the Issa Pigul on the Kemitza itself. So Chutz Mash Mekula, not like we said, not that the Issa Pigul is first Chal later, after you finish the Dalet Avodis of the Kemitza, the Kabbalah, the Kli, and the Loch, and the Akhtaro, but Smash Mitzchal, the Issa Pigul right away. Smurah says, no, again, Honami, that's what the Gemara means, the Amalachas is, it means the same thing that we just got finished saying. Honami means Isura de Maisla de Pigul. It just means that this Kemitza you did, if the Machsheva's Pigul, it's so strong that it's going to bring Pigul onto the Kemitza itself. When will it bring it? Later, when you finish the Dalet Avodis. When you finish the Akhtar of burning the Emurim, of burning the Kemitza, that's when it's going to be Chal Pigul on the Shirayim. But Enechnami, Bishaf, the Kemitza alone, it's not Chal the Yisra Pigul on the Shirayim, on the Mincha. Therefore, who are Din by Shchita also? It's not Chal the Yisra Pigul yet. Bishaf Shchita, therefore it's not a Kashan of Yidla Marav, that even though the Shchita Vatoida brings the Mincha, brings the Lechem L'Demila, but if Gilu said, if you make a Zrikas Pigul, that cannot make Mila. Because the Shah Zrika, that's when the Yisra Pigul is really Chal. Now the Gemara says, oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says, Ravashi. Ivoma Ilfa. Ilfa says like this, also Gemara in Zvachim, that Machloikis Pishtei Avoidis. The Ilfa Machloikis Rav Yudin the Rabbon, and the Mishnah says the Chiddush, that when is an Yisra Pigul Chal in a Korban, if you do the join any one of the Dalar Avoidis, you have a machshava to do pigul. You have a machshava b'shas shito, b'shas kabbalah, b'shas halacha, b'shas rika, that you plan to do one of the two achilas the wrong time. Whether you plan to eat the meat the wrong time, whether you plan to burn the imurim the wrong time. So that's when it's chal pigul in the korban. But the chiddush over there, that pigul is only chal if you only have the machshava's pigul. Because the svar is you have to do all dalar avodis, kosher avodis that we had before, l'shem pigul. So it's as if the only machshava he had wrong was only machshava's pigul, then it's like a chal pigul in the korban. But let's say you had two machshavas. You had a machshava to eat it the wrong time, and also you had a machshava to eat it the wrong place, the machshava's chuslim kaimai. So since there's another psul chal in this korban, that takes off the mila. That's what the Mishnah says. So there it's the machloikis Yehuda holds, that if first you had a machshava's pigul, and then lady had a machshavas chutzlum kainoi, since first came the machshavas pigul, it's like a chal pigul in the korban. And even though right after you had a machshavas to do with chutzlum kainoi, that does not take off the pigul. The chum say no, even though first you had a machshavas of chutzlum manoi, machshavas pigul, but then later, since during the Dalar Avodish, you had another machshavas to do with chutzlum kainoi, with another machshavas psul, that takes away the yisra pigul, it's not chal koris on the bosa. That's the machlokes Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Now Ilfa says, when do they argue? Machlokes b'shtei avodis. It's only a machlokes that when does Yehuda hold that it's chal on Issa Pigul? If the first avoid you did, you had a machshavas pigul, and then the next machshavah, a different avoid, you had a machshavah of chutzlum kaimai, then it does not take away the pigul. Kegoin, what's the case? The yom areni shorchet simen rishon chutzlas manai. This is a chiddush. That what's called two different avoidis. The two simonim by shchita, each simon is called an avoida by itself. And Rashi explains, because we hold yeshn l'shchita metchilu b'yatzayf, every little bit cutting is called an shchita. So when you cut the first simon, that's the chelik of shchita. So b'shas, you cut the first simon, you had in mind to eat the boss at the wrong time. That was a machshava that brings pigul into the carbon. and then b'simin sheni chustam kaimai, then b'shas yeshechta the second simin, you had a mind now to eat the boss at the wrong place. That's when Yab Yehudi says, since the first machshava was pigul, etaka could be chal pigul in the korban. Even though on the second avodah you had a machshava chustam kaimai, it doesn't take away from pigul. And the rabbanim still say no, that l'maisa, since you had another machshava in the korban, it takes away the psul pigul. But let's say b'shas the first shechita on the first simin, you had two machshavas. You had a machshava for its chutz l'zmanoi, and then you had a machshava right away also to that the chutz l'zmanoi came in the wrong place. So if Ilfa says kula yalma, even a few degrees, irav machshava seve, it's called a mixed up machshava, and that's not considered like you had a machshava's tigger first. So even a Yehuda would agree that if in the same avoda, even though first you had a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, a machshava of tigger, but then right away in the middle of that same avoid, you had a machshava to do it, chutzlam koimoi, the attacker takes away this avoid. It's not called this avoid, it was done with a machshava's pigul, but it was done with an ear of a machshava, it's a mixed up machshava, and it's not called an avoid's pigul, and therefore would not be chal nisakoris in the basa, would only be chal a psul, not a nisakoris. But our core point, what's the mashram here is, that b'shas shechita, b'shas the first avoid, that's when it's chal pigul. That's the smorn of Yehuda. If you have a machshavas pigul b'shas the first avoid, the first shechita, once it's chal pigul, it doesn't go off again. So who you see here that pigul is chal b'shas shechita, and not like we're saying before, it's only chal b'shas zrika. Tzmor says no. Chochinami here also. The chizorik tigla milsa. That really the issa pigul is only chal later when you finish the dalar avoidus. After you do the zrika, that's when it's chal pigul in the korban. Just after you do the zrika, then it's igloi milsa. Now we see back before, I ba avoidus achas, I b'shte avoidus. We have to look now, if it was one avoid when you had the two machshavis, so it's not called that avoid, it was done with machshavis pigul, so later, b'shas zrika, it's not chal pigul. But if at the beginning, it was done b'shte avoidus, means the first avoid you did was done with the machshavis pigul, even though it's not chal pigul at that time, it's only chal pigul later b'shas rika, but later b'shas rika you will look back and see if the first avoid you did was with the machshavas pigul erichnami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that avoid that could be kaveya, this korban should have an issa pigul. Even though later the next avoid was done with another machshava chutzim karmai, it does not take off the side of pigul. And the mailer later, when you make this rika taka, then it will be chal pigul. Renachnami, we're still going now that the issa pigul is only chal b'shas rika and not b'shas shchita. Yeah. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, ka b'toy denami ad ezorik. So tell you something, the Gemara's kasher is now, like the Havim was saying now, that later when you make this rika, is the glory Muslim Afreya, that b'shas shchita was roi to be kaveya pigul. So if so, by the toid also we should have a kasher on of Gidl. That you made the shechita on the korban toido l'shem pigul. So what do you want to say? The reason why it's mekarish the lecher for nisa mila is because the din pigul is not chal then. It's only chal later b'shas zrika. But we're saying now later when you made the zrika, it's like it was chal l'mafreya. So that it's chal all the way back before l'maitza now b'shas the shechita of the toido. That's when the pigul is chal. So Takasha here which says that the shechita on the pigul makes an nisa mila on the lechem. So it's not like Rav Yud Lomarav that he says if you make a zrikas pigul, it does not make mila on the carbon. The Mori Hochi, Kabitoyda Nami Adi Yizrik. Smurso Zenach Nami is taka true, that Avad Lamaisa, Mashma, the Yisa, pigul is taka chal back to Mafreya. Once you make the zrikas, taka considered now Bashash Shrit is called as Shrit of pigul. So if so, according to Rav Gidol, a zrikas pigul or Shritas pigul should not make mila. Sarkam, before it says by the shechita of the korban toido, it makes mila on the lechem. So we're saying now, no, it's not true. My kiddush, what does the Mishnah mean over there? If you make a shechita on the korban toido, that it makes the kiddush, it makes the lechem kiddush, even though the shechita was on the shem pigul. It just means it's mekadosh and it gives us the kedusha. Before the shechita, the lechem is chulin. Now that you make the shechita, you mekadosh the lechem. And now that it has kedusha, it's lifsol. Now the lechem will become pasul. What does that mean to say? There'll be a psul leader on it now, it can become nicer. There'll be a psul tummy if it's full yam touches now, it becomes pasul. And therefore the boy is sreifer, you have to make sreifer on it. But then echnami, not that it gives the kedusha to say, you have to have an isamila. That no. Because according to Yud Lama Rab, on avoida that's kaveya tigul in the carbon, is not a strong enough avoida to make mila.
So Nachman here also by the shechita of this korban toida, it's not mikadosh the lechem to give it in this mila. Mila is not chal on the lechem. It's only mikadosh the stam of the kedusha. What's enough to mean that it has kedusha now? That if you leave it overnight, we'll have an nisam chal. If it's full, you touch it, it becomes tamei, and then the din will, you have to be sorry, you have to burn it. Whereas if it would not have a kedusha, it would not have the din to be sorif. You would not have to burn it. Nachman in nisam mila tak is not chal.
Now the Gemara says, let me bring a proof to Rav Gidl. Not up to now we're asking kashes, but now the Gemara said, let me bring a riot to Rav Gidl on my Rav. It says, Alocha ha pigul leyolim moylim boy, that pigul, there's always an isamila on the pigul. Even though it becomes pigul, still you always have an isamila on it. So the Chura, Rav afagav yizrak dam, doesn't mean to say, Lechura, even though you made his weakest Adam. Min is said by Kodesh Kodoshim that if you may do the Avodah Pigul, it always keeps its mila. The mila does not go off it. Meaning, even though you made a Zrika Saddam, but since the Zrika was done with a Mechshavah Pigul, so by Kodesh Kodoshim, it does not take off the Yisra Mila from the Basar. That's why it's of Gidla Marav that he says, if you do a Zrika with a Mechshavah Pigul, even by Kodesh Kodoshim, by Chattis, it does not take off the Yisra Mila from the Basar. So that's the right that it says here. So Moses Lab Afagav is talking about the Yisra Adam Mila Yemed Zrika Saddam, or Misaila to proof to him. So Moses says, no, it could be there's no proof. I'll tell you over here, the Loi Zorik Adam, we're talking about now, you did not make this Zrika Saddam yet. That's what we're talking about. You did not make this Zrika Saddam, so even though you did the Shrita with the Machshavas Pigol, but still the Yisra Mila still stays on it. For the Gemara, Idolai Zorik Adam, if you did not make this Zrika Saddam, so my Lemen, what do you have to tell me? Every kachim is that way. That by Kodesh Kodoshim is chal nisamila right away, and before you do the dalar avodas, the yisamila does not go off it. So what do you have to tell me? Chur pshitam, the yisamila is over here. Like even though you wouldn't make pigul, still the yisamila would be here until you make this rika. So if you're telling me now that you did not make this rika and this Kodesh Kodoshim and this korban chatis, so what are you telling me, Yechidish? That because of the pigul, the yisamila still stays. Even without the Yisra Pigul, Pshita the Yisra Mila was still here. And the Kodesh Kodoshim, once you makdish it, the Yisra Mila stays on it. Until you make a kosher as Rik, and then the Heter Achilas Chal upon the Basam, that takes off the Yisra Mila. But here, if you did not make a Zrika, Lechur Pshita, the Korban still has Mila. So what are you telling me it's talking about without Zrika? So who is talking about with the Zrika, then it should be approved to Ula. It should be approved to Rav Gidl. So Mar says, no. Eliyolam de Zorik, we're talking about not that you made a Zrika Saddam over here. But still, maybe it's no proof to Rav Gidl. Why? The Chitan, he knows this price is talking about over here. Boilah, by Korban Eilah. By Korban Eilah here, even Rav Gidl would agree that Lamaisa, when you make a Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika, even though you had a Machshavas Pigul, but Lamaisa, by Korban Eilah, the Yisimila never goes off. Even if you make a kosher as Rika. Because after you make the kosher as Rika, the din is that all the basar is oila gavya mizbeach, it's all a carbon. It's all a moon to be burnt on the mizbeach. So therefore, by carbon oila, even a kosher as Rika would not take off the yistamila. So now that it was a posel as Rika with a machshavas pigol, the yistamila does not go off. So this Gemara is the question also. E boilu, if we're talking about a carbon oila over here, again, pshita, the gvaya hi kula, the whole thing goes the gvaya, the whole thing is to be burnt. So pshitiv so the yisamila does not go off. That there's no heta to be chal at all. So what's the chiddush? There was a zrikas pigol, even if it would be a zrikas kosher also, the yisamila would not go off. So the chur of pshan, this brayser is not talking about an oila, but it's talking about a korban chatis. And it's talking about that you made a zrika, pigol, and the chur, that's the chiddush then, like Rav Gidl, that since the zrika was done with machshavas pigol, it does not take off the yisamila from the basa. So that's the salachon, that ha pigol liyelo moilam boy. So chur tzaraya to Rav Gidl. Where it goes, eat boy, lep shit, the gvoil kula. Beyond also, tiktani safe, it says in the safe of this brayson, non dama, let's say it's dam had a psulina, let's say the dam was left overnight. So afo pi shechaza bezokai, even the lady you go and you make a zrika with it, still moilam boy, the yisamilu is still here. So it's a thing like a chiddish. Even though the dam was lan, in other words, you made a good shechita, a good kabbalah, and you have the dam, but instead of making the zrika today, you left it overnight, you make it tomorrow. So it's a psul in the dam. So it says the afapi, even though later you make a zrika tomorrow, still moilam boy. still is a nis tamila on the carbon. So now let's see what type of the carbon are we talking about over here. Iyamet, if you want to tell me bishtayim bechatis, we're talking about a carbon chatis. So Shaper is telling me some type of a chiddush over here. Because if we would have had a kosher zrika, then the din is that the bosa is the mila goes off the bosa. Since there's a heter achila chal on the bosa, the yis mila goes off it. So you have to tell me that since the zrika was done with psul, it was a psul lina, the dam was left overnight, the dam is possum, therefore the yis mila does not go off the bosa. It's good the chiddush. But early, if you tell him now the price is talking about Boilo by Korban Eilo, Tzrich Lamein, but you have to tell me, what's the Chiddush by Korban Eilo Pshita, the Yisimila does not go off. Even if you make a Kosher as Rika, the Yisimila would not go off. Because by an Eilo, all the meat, the whole Korban is supposed to be burnt. So what are you telling me over here then? Samora says, true. Seifa Vada Misaile, from the Seifa we have a good proof. The Seifa here from the Din of Lan at Smash Makhlili, they were talking about a Korban Chatis. And it's telling us now that since the Zrika was done with Psul, it does not take off the Yisamila from the Basa. So what then if the Zrika was done with a Psul of Tigul, with the same Malacha, the Zrika would not take off the Yisamila from the Basa. So that's like of Yudla Marav. So from the Seif, it's a right of Yudla Marav. So Mar says, Lameima, just the Mar says, Seif of Adim Isayle, but Reishamai, but maybe the Reishanel. So one story is, Hoyulam Isayle Seifim, and since the Sefer is a proof, the Sefer is talking about a Korban Chatis, is the Chur Misayla Nami Reisha. The Chur should also have a proof, not from the Reisha. As if to say the Reisha is also talking about a Korban Chatis. It says clearly though, that even though you made this Rika, still the Maisa, the Pigul, the Bosa still has an Isamila. So you see clearly, like Rav Yudla Marad, that his Rika's Pigul does not take off the Isamila from the Bosa. Now the Gemara says no. Sefer, Vada Misayla, like, who tells you the Sefer is for sure proof? Like, some of the jurists in the Sefer, the Tzankashim puts in that the Moris now, the Sefer, Miposha, by the Messiah, who's Sefer and Sefer, what is the proof? Well, Maishna means to say, Maishna halona de covered Biodayim, where Mahan is Rika, Lafuke midei Mila, but Machshova, like covered Biodayim, Mahan is Rika, Lafuke midei Mila. So, versus the Chura, could be there's no proof altogether from this Brisa. Of Yudla Marav, even from the Sefer, even though the Sefer is talking about a Korban Chatis, and the Sefer says that the Psul Lino, if the dam is left overnight, the next day you make a Zrika, so that Zrika does not take off the Mila from the Bosa. But I'll tell you, maybe only by a Psul Lino that you did something for your dying. That's a big Psul, maybe, that you yourself, you're dying with your hands like you left it overnight, you did not use it today. So that's more or less like a Psul for your dying. That's a big Psul. So maybe only a Psul of Lino. Here, if you make the Zrika tomorrow, that Zrika is not Choshuv, it cannot take off the Yisamila from the Basa. But maybe from Yudla Marav's case, where you only have a Machshava Psulon, Mor says, but Machshava Loikovav Yudayim. But over there, in Yudla Marav's case, you made a Zrika with a Machshava's Pigul. But as far as the actual actions, the Avoida was done a good Avoida Zrika. Just with your Machshava, with your thoughts, you thought teeth from the Basa at the wrong time. Maybe that's not such a big psul. Maybe over there, since Loikovav Yadayim, maybe Mahana Le Zrika Lafuke Midei Mila. Maybe their type of Zrika should have to take off the Yisamila from the Kodesh Kadosh and from the Korban Chatis. Yourself, on this Brice of the Chlal, it could be there's no proof to live in. Maybe only by the psul of Lima do we say this Zrika cannot take off the Yisamila. But maybe by the psul of Pigla, if only psul of Machshavam, maybe there the Zrika could take off the Yisamila. So self mir, there's no proof to of Gidla Marav. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Ho, Misayla, have another proof, a different braisa. It says like this, Ha, Pigul, Bekotche, Kadosh, Moilem, boy. If somebody made a Nisa Pigul, he had Machshavas Pigul, during the Avodas of the Kodesh Kadosh, of the Korban Chatis, it says clearly Moilem, boy. So, Rav doesn't mean to say, I forgot the Zorik, even though you made the Zrika Saddam already, and even though usually your Zrika takes off the Yisamila from the Bosom, but here, since the Zrika was